Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You want to see Loco?
Here we go on a Tuesday, the rare Loco Hour, because our show right now is only on 790 The Ticket, because you got Panthers hockey on 560, and to quote my good friend Randy Moeller, we got ourselves a wang dang doodle today.
Ooh, what's that?
Panthers hockey, Heat basketball, Marlins baseball. So Panthers right now, it is the second intermission. Panthers right now are trailing 3-2 going into the third period. And, I mean, you played professional sports. It's never over till it's over and there's a whole period of hockey left. But, man, you don't want to see this team go down 2-0 to the Islanders in a best of five series.
Hey, man, I trust what hockey is. Names Hawkman said they can't go down 2-0 because it's going to be real ugly for them to get out of this round or even make it to the playoffs. So, yes, 2-0 is ugly.
Yeah. Now what you want to do, they came out. They were just intense. I mean, they were aggressive on offense, which they weren't on Saturday. And they took a one-goal lead. Islanders tied at 1-1. Then they took a 2-1 lead. Islanders tied at 2-2. And then the Islanders took a 3-2 lead now, again, going into the third period. They're in the second intermission right now. But got some Panthers hockey. You got Heat and Celtics later on this evening. And then you've got the return of the Miami Marlins tonight. And I don't even know who's on the team anymore. I had learned some of the names. What is this?
Uh-oh. Marlins did something.
But they can't. They don't play until tonight, I thought.
Yeah, but I just feel like it's fair, right? Like getting into the mood for the Marlins?
No.
No?
Hawk.
Okay.
Hawk, if we can play this song for a run, we could play the song for baseball being back. They were out of the league. Bro, they were out of the league for a week and a half. No, play the song, Solana.
No, that's the worst parameters I've ever heard. Now we're playing their celebratory song if they're just not sick?
They're back, baby.
They're back.
I stand against this. I stand against it.
How can we celebrate with no baseball? Come on.
I think you have defiled. Ba, 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 ba.
And that's hard.
What time do they play? They play at 7:30 tonight?
7:35, yeah.
All right. In Baltimore?
Camden Yards, yes.
Baltimore?
Hollywood Shuffle.
Yeah, man. All right, so we got a lot going on. Let's do headlines. So here's what we've got today. Today is going to be a loaded potato, and we're going to try to keep it all in order because we're on 790 The Ticket now only when the Panthers game is over and then the Panthers postgame show is over. Our listener friends on 560 will join us at around 515, 510 this afternoon. We will be leaving you on this radio station on 790 The Ticket. And we will be heard essentially the 5 o'clock hour only on 560 WQAM The Joe because the Heat will have their pregame show beginning around 5:15 this afternoon leading up to game time there. So we got a lot of juggling to do and we have a lot of guests. Our great friend, Cornbread Maxwell, will be on with us today. And when the Heat play the Celtics, you know we bring bread out of the, out of the fridge. And... out of the bread box.
I was about to say, who puts bread in the fridge, Hawk?
Yeah,
are you a bread fridge guy?
I leave the bread out up until I think it's about to go bad, and then I'll try to get a few extra days out of it by putting it in the fridge.
so get some real hard-ass bread.
Yeah,
oh,
just
great
to make
idea.
Sure that make sure it doesn't get moldy. And then we're going to play Cheers 2 today. You're going to have a chance to win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. They are open for pickup, and you can certainly get the delicious food and beer there, take it home, and enjoy it there. So we'll play Cheers 2, and we'll bring Jen Figueroa and Alex Dono and Dan Day on, and they'll play Cheers 2 with us, and then we'll do a Searing Pain movie review with Jay Fig in the 3 o'clock hour today. In the 4 o'clock hour, Clay Ferrero from Local 10, he'll pop on with us, talk a little Panthers hockey with him, and get ready for the Heat and Marlins games this evening with him. So it's a loaded potato of a Tuesday, a lot of juggling. We're going to be asking you to flip your radio from this station to that station. So let's get headlines here to start the afternoon with our friend Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So the Panthers, they trail the Islanders 3-2. Third period about to get underway. The Miami Heat, they'll play the second night of their back-to-back against the Celtics, a 6:30 p.m. start time. The Heat are 3.5-point underdogs tonight, guys.
All right. I'm going to have to look at the props on that one tonight before we're off the air, see if there's anything. I didn't want to bet the Islanders-Panthers game today because I don't like betting stuff when we're on the air. It just, I know it when we've done soccer over-unders, like the EPL or whatever, and I can't concentrate well. So, and I'm rooting for the Panthers anyway, and I don't want to have extra ammunition to lose interest in the show. So I did not bet anything. What is it? I wonder what the Marlins line is tonight. Did you look, Solana?
I did. I couldn't find a line for tonight.
Let me see if there is a line. I don't know if anybody knows who's playing.
I was going to say, they are dogs. We don't even know. Dogs. We don't know who's playing.
Don Mattingly doesn't know half his roster. I mean, he said that yesterday.
I saw that. Yeah, where he's literally never met them.
Right.
I love it. Marlins. I love when coaches call their team by the number on their jersey. Come on, 11. Let's go 13.
17. How you feeling? You ready to pitch tonight? I'm a catcher. All right, 17. It's like Bad News Bears.
Remember Bobby Bowden? That was Bobby Bowden didn't know his players' names.
Yep. Yep. Panthers, Islanders, by the way, are underway for the third period. Marlins are -185?
No.
Marlins are huge favorites tonight. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, no. I got that wrong. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. They're -185 if you're taking a run and a half. They're +107, just even money. So they're not a huge underdog. I wonder who's pitching tonight.
Pablo Lopez pitching for the Marlins.
No idea who that is.
He's been on the roster. He's been on the roster.
Has he? Okay.
Yeah.
Pilo.
Yeah. That's what they call him.
All right. What else we got here, Solana?
Also, some WNBA action tonight, guys. The Connecticut Sun, they play the Seattle Storm at 9 p.m.
This team, man, they're killing me.
The Sun are 10.5-point underdogs.
Somebody texts in, Crowder, remember to ask Cornbread about ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody else says, bro, y'all out here playing radio hopscotch. That's exactly what we're doing. All right, hop on over to 560. All right, hop back to 790. Gonna be that way for a couple of months, I guess.
Lock in, man. We have a protocol as well. Everybody else has a protocol. We have a protocol.
We have a protocol.
Got to take it serious, listeners.
Yeah, don't just listen, with one ear. Whatever. We need you to focus. We need you to lock in.
Lock in. I love it.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
The Pels, they beat the Grizzlies 109-99 yesterday. Zion Williamson.
Let's talk about him.
Finished with 23 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists in 25 minutes, and he closed out the game for the Pels.
That's on Elvin Gentry, by the way. He should have been doing that earlier on. But let's talk about Zion.
Yes, when he plays decent minutes, he can do something.
That's what I'm saying, man.
But you think their whole, it's a shame what's going on with this young man because he can't push away from the table. That's his problem.
He'll give you a great game like he did last night every two or three games.
But that's not what y'all talk about franchise. Hawk, at one point you said this man's going to make 20 All-Star games in a row.
I'm teasing. He can't do that. He's got to do that every night. And I'm with you. He did not come back looking in the shape that I thought he was going to look in. But you got a taste last night. You got a taste. If that kid can get it together, push away from the table, as you just said, that kid, we can ask Cornbread, too, in the next segment and see what he thinks.
Is this a conspiracy theory? I believe there's something else wrong with Zion. And allegedly, whatever, I don't know if it's heart conditions or diabetes, something, bro. It's a reason why Alvin Gentry, who is a respected NBA coach, doesn't want to play this man more than 5 minutes a quarter. There has to be a reason.
But, I mean, he was doing it in college. That's the only thing where I give pause. It's like he led a team. He was there. Yeah. Minute in, minute out for the best college team in basketball. So I don't know, obviously, but maybe there is. Maybe they get to the NBA physicians and NBA physicals and trainers, and they go, yeah, this guy, like, and again, you said it. I mean, these are investments. So you look at your investment, you go, yeah, don't drive this car 50,000 miles this year. This is a great car. Don't drive this car 50,000 miles this year.
As a lease. You can't lease a franchise player, Hawk. You got to purchase a franchise player. You can't give me
they got a lease with a purchase with an option to buy.
I'm going to purchase a Ferrari and only drive it 1,000 miles a year? Come on, man. I can't make that purchase.
All right. What else we got, Solana?
The Panthers, by the way, down a man right now. Islanders power play, a minute and change left in the power play.
They need to pull this game out. I'm so frustrated.
Yeah, being down 2-0.
I don't want to see them go out in three. Yeah, I mean, you could see where tomorrow they would come out deflated if they can't get this game. Man. All right, keep an eye on
it. Come out fighting, baby. Coach Q.
Come out fighting.
Yep. Yes. The Lakers, they clinched the top seed in the West yesterday. They beat the Jazz 116-108.
Yeah, so they can relax now.
Yep. Yeah. Finally, LeBron
is doing everything in his power to make AD the star, which is kind of genius. Which is kind of genius, guys. You know I don't like LeBron,
No, and plus, he doesn't, you know, AD could leave after this season if he wanted to. Like, LeBron's going out of his way to go, you're the man.
Which is genius. I hate it when I have to admit
Don't leave me
LeBron.
Here with J.R. Smith and Dion Waiters.
I'm telling you. I hate when LeBron makes me look bad.
The NFL announced yesterday, about an hour after our show ended, that the deadline for players to opt out of the 2020 season is now Thursday at 4 p.m.
All right.
And what was it? One of the McCourty brothers had a whole problem with them moving up the opt-out period. I know I'm the player and all that, the player angle. McCourty needs to shut the hell up. Opt-out or opt-in? Like, they're acting like people acting like doing all this research. Everybody is confused by it. Opt-out or opt-in? Odell Beckham had that dumbass thing, I think. We'll probably talk about today.
Yeah,
shut
that
up.
Bro, I mean, what's he talking about?
It's too hot outside to go outside. Okay, well, don't go outside. No, I want to go outside, but it's too hot. Right. Well, don't take your ass outside. Opt out or opt in. These players are getting ridiculous, man. And I know this is the own very owner-centric angle, but I really feel this way. If you don't want to play, don't play. If you want to play, play. They're giving you an
option. I will tell you, I read something on Yahoo Sports today. I think it was Dan Wetzel that wrote it, that just said, look, the billionaire owners, while it's real easy to point at them and say, oh, they just want to make money, they're set for life. Like, the Cowboys franchise itself, forget about Jerry Jones oil money. He's got $5 billion just in the Cowboys, you know, if he wanted to sell that asset. $5 billion. Stephen Ross is worth billions. What Dan Wetzel was writing was, you know, if they were to cancel a season, you're talking about a lot of ancillary employees that really are the ones that are going to get hurt. So while it's very easy to point at the owners and go, oh, they just want to make money, there's a lot more to it than that. I don't think many people would want their business canceled for the season because the owners, you know, want to do the right thing health-wise. But, you know, everybody wants to make their paycheck. Every vendor, every, you know, whatever it is, like, they're looking for ways to keep active. So very complicated, but I don't like just the Odell Beckham, you know, oh, this is crazy. They don't care about us. And, okay, so don't play. No, I'm playing. You know, it's like, all right. I mean, what are you doing?
It's a business, and they're trying to adjust like everybody else is trying to adjust. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. A little bit too much coffee this morning.
You want to fire up the phlegm montage, Solana?
And some of those.
Yeah, all right. Been too long.
Why is it so
bad?
Hey, yo,
Ace. Light skin wonder. Trees of
green. Hey, John, we always. And whoa. I see them blue. And with Wade leaving, excuse me, they can't go back.
And I yikes.
Series of, excuse me, they can't go back. I have this. What a wonderful world. And some of those. Whoa.
Forgot how disgusting that was.
It's pretty nasty. But to your point, Hawk, I don't hold your breath to see Stephen Ross buying Vienna sausages out of the convenience store.
Right. Like, I mean, he's on, like guys. He's set. And if someone said to him, "Hey, you need to shut that business down for the player's health," then okay, he could do that. And he ain't eating Vienna sausage, like you said.
No.
He's still going to eat at Nobu every night. Like, yeah, he's set for life. So, but, all right, let's get. I want to get to cornbread.
The players complaining is getting to me because it's not like they're kidnapping you. They're giving you options. Take one or take it or leave it. But
right,
just go
right.
Play or don't play. Whatever
and,
you
and
want to do.
And by the way, you can opt out, make $150,000 or $350,000. Yeah. Like most people with their jobs don't have that option. Like if my radio station says we're going back and we're working from the studios, you can either come in and do the show from the studio or you cannot come in. It's not going to be an option to you could not come in, but we're also going to pay you $150,000. You know what I mean? And most people don't get that kind of luxury. So, you know, if you don't want to play, I got no problem with it. You don't want to play? Don't play. That's fine. Yes. But don't play and then start talking about how they're doing it wrong. Like, just either do it or don't.
Yeah. It was a reputable place that Odell Beckham. Why'd they interview Odell? Go find somebody with some damn sense. It was like, was it the New York Times or something? It was a big-time production.
Yeah.
Find someone intelligent. This dude's crazy. He proposes the kicking nets. He punches stuff. I don't want him representing players. Go talk to somebody that has some damn sense.
I mean,
wrap it up. I want to get to cornbread.
To be fair, CNN interviewed you. So, I mean.
Oh, you
that's true. Who'd you go on with? Who'd you go on with?
Oh, my man Piers Morgan.
You did? You went out? Oh, that's right. You did the Piers
Incognito
Piers
show. For the
I
incognito.
Think you do the. You did another thing too. You did Outside the Lines.
Yeah. You know, I got Piers's number in my phone. I got Gray. You know, I got I forget his first name now. We can't be good friends. But
Jim Gray.
I got Jim's number in my phone. You know, I'm well connected, baby. I'm well connected.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's get to weather. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Probability of precipitation is at 47% with cloud cover at 78%. That is your weather.
It's been raining all day where I'm at, man. All day. All right, what do we got here? Cornbread Maxwell coming up. Got a loaded potato. New York Islanders are leading the Panthers right now 3-2 with 12 and a half minutes left in the third period. Islanders are up 1-0 in the series. It is best of 5. All right, quick break. We will come back with Cornbread Maxwell on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want to give you a state of the oven address. The state of my oven is not good.
Do you clean it?
Yeah, I mean, someone cleans it, sure.
Hawk and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
That's how you do it. That's how you bring on bread.
Oh, bread loves James now.
Yes, sir. All right, we're going to do 15 minutes of heat here. It's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Bad news for Panthers fans, by the way. Islanders are up now 4-2. There's 9 minutes to go in the third period. Islanders up 4-2. 9 minutes in the third period is what is left in this game, too. Cornbread Maxwell is one of our favorites. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Cornbread Maxwell, two-time NBA champion, finals MVP. His number is retired by the Celtics. He is truly one of the greats. And he's a broadcaster now with the Celtics, and we always enjoy our time with him. And he got Heat and Celtics tonight. Hello, Cornbread.
Hi, hello, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We're good. A little rain today, but that's all right. Heat and Celtics in the bubble tonight. First of all, I got to ask you just the general. Are you enjoying watching basketball in the bubble? Does it feel any different to you?
It feels different, but at the same time, I think it is, as you guys know, the world has changed now. And for us just to see regular basketball or see a regular sport now, and with it being in the bubble, and so far there hasn't been anybody who has tested positive, I don't think, since they've been in the bubble. Well, a brother did leave to go to a strip joint, but that's a whole nother story.
Hey, Brad, man, different lives, baby, different lives. Brad, talking about the bubble ball, man, I wanted to ask you, with the, like, T.J. Warren dropped 53. This man's been in the league forever, and he's not a 50-point scorer. Or Van Vliet, 18 points in the third a couple nights. Do you believe that the bubble might be helping some of these, you know, lesser players? I don't know if it's the pressure of a crowd, but it seems like some of the ancillary pieces are playing better in the bubble.
Well, Van Vliet has been playing well, you know, last year and the last couple of years. He's played well. Now, to drop 18, that's different. I think that one thing that happens is that, well, you know, you don't have the crowd. And now you're just playing off the response of your teammates. So there's no fear about anybody booing you because you're playing essentially in front of your home crowd or your teammates. So I think it some of the pressure is kind of eliminated, and I think that's a good thing for some players.
I do want to talk some Heat Celtics, but I am fascinated with something because you played, you had a long NBA career, and obviously I don't think you ever played a game without fans being in attendance. Do you think it would have changed? Like, you strike me as the kind of guy that would feed off a hostile road crowd. Like, you strike me as the kind of guy that would probably love it when they were getting on you and your teammates.
Oh, man, absolutely would love something like that. Talking about playing in front of a hostile crowd, I enjoyed that immensely because I always wanted to make the crowd be quiet. That was my thing. I wanted to make sure that, you know, we were going to shut people up. One thing we did when we used to get up, being with the Celtics, playing the way we were, you know, you always have somebody who was heckling you, you know, especially when you're on the road. And when we go up by 10 points, we turn around and tell that guy, beat the traffic, dude, because this one's over. Go on home. Take you and your family and your little snotty-nosed kids and get them on up out of here because you don't want to get caught in that traffic. And, you know, Miami fans are notorious to leave early. Uh-oh, I didn't mean to step on nobody's toes. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, bulletin board material.
Dude, I don't play. I they can write anything they want about me now. I don't care.
I know. It's a pleasure of being older and successful, right?
Yeah. You can talk it, but you don't have to back it up anymore. So, you know, all my highlights come when they're on tape and somebody sees you play. I had a great incident a couple of years ago, and I might have told you guys, but 30 for 30 was on Lakers versus Celtics. And Jason Tatum was kind of new to our team, our star player now. And he's spoken to me a few times, but he comes out and getting ready to warm up, and he sees me, goes, cornbread. I said, dude, what's wrong with you? He said, man, I saw you on that 30 for 30. Damn, you were bad. so you live now in a whole nother role. My kids have had the opportunity to see me play and different things. So, like, damn, I didn't know you could play. I always try to tell them, Crowder, you understand this better than most. When you try to tell your kids or your family, at one time, I was a world-class athlete. They'd be like, not anymore.
Oh, Brad, my kids killed me. They hit me with the, Daddy, your knees are bad. That's why you can't do nothing anymore. They tear my heart out, Brad. Brad, dude, if you told me to take my snotty-nosed kids home, we had to wrestle. Is there anybody that still don't like you?
Dude, let me tell you, ain't nobody going to be running up on those 6'8 black men sitting in the front row. That ain't going to happen. You and your snotty-nosed kids, okay? Nah, that ain't going to happen. If I was a little white guy sitting there and said that to you, yeah, maybe you come out there, but you're looking at me going, what are my chances of getting out of here alive? You'd be like, nah. All right, kids, wipe your damn nose, okay? Don't worry about it. You'll be all right.
I think he's talking to me, and I can attest he is correct 100%. I'd have taken my ass wherever he told me to go. If Cornbread Maxwell turned around to me and my kids and said, take them home right now, I wouldn't care what I pay for the day. Yes, sir. On my way, sir.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Cornbread wipe Maxwell your damn is nose. With us.
One of you wipe your nose, okay? Damn.
Oh, my goodness. Cornbread Maxwell. So you got Heat and Celtics tonight. Cornbread's a Celtics broadcaster now, a longtime friend of the program. I do think what I've noticed in just the two games that the Heat have been back is what a legit big man Bam Adebayo is for the Miami Heat. And I know he was an all-star this season before it all got scrubbed. Mm-hmm. But what do you mm-hmm. think of him? Bam Adebayo, is he a legit big man?
Well, in the NBA today, he is. I mean, you're talking about a guy about 6'8", 6'9". Yeah, he is a powerful guy. But you got to remember, things have shrunk down in the NBA. You don't need the guys who are 7 feet and 7'1". You're not looking for those guys because they can't play out on the floor and guard people. So Bam has made himself a commodity. But you remember a couple of years ago, it must have been about 3 years ago, you guys were saying the same thing about Whiteside. You know, that was, you know, oh, my God, he's a big man. We're going to keep him. You couldn't wait to ship his ass off to Portland.
Did you guys play them? Is that your most recent victory, right? You played them over the weekend.
Yeah, I played them over the weekend, and he played like the same way he's been playing. He can still be, at times he can be spotty good, but he doesn't want to guard out on the perimeter. And now, if you don't guard the perimeter, you know, essentially, and you can't shoot the three, you're almost a wasted body out there now.
Yeah, Brandon, what with the Celtics now? Two games, they lost to the Bucks, and they beat the Trailblazers. What are you sending out the Celtics? Are they ready to make that championship run?
Well, I think that they have a legitimate shot. They have a puncher's chance. And the reason I say that is because just how deep they are with their players. When you start talking from 1 to 12, the Celtics, I think, are deeper than any other team in the league. When you can bring a Marcus Smart off the bench and the way he's able to play, and you got a Gordon Hayward and Tatum and Brown and, you know, Ojeleye and then, you know, Kemba, you have a long, long set of players. So if COVID came in, and hopefully it doesn't, but if you lost a player, you're not affected the way other teams are. In the same way with Miami. I don't think Miami is – they don't have one central player. That's what makes them more, I think, dangerous, especially when you think about all the things going on now.
Cornbread Maxwell is with us. So we know the Lakers, they clinched the one seed in the West. If you had to guess right now, what does the NBA Finals look like? Who comes out of the West? Who comes out of the East?
Out of the West right now, I'm going with the other Los Angeles team, the Clippers. And the reason I go with them, because I think they're more explosive. I think Frank Vogel is a good coach, but Doc Rivers has a champion pedigree. And you have Finals MVP from last year, Kawhi Leonard being there. So I just think they're a more dangerous, longer team. If they can keep that one guy out of the strip joint, then they become even longer and better. So I think that's a whole nother story. Somebody was trying to argue that point with me, and it's like, oh, you know, they said he could go to his grandfather's funeral. So he was allowed to do what he wanted to. No, he wasn't. He was supposed to go to the funeral, but not celebrate at the funeral at the strip club. That's not necessarily how. I know us black people do a lot of different things, but damn, I ain't never gone to a funeral and then went right to a strip club. I ain't never did that before.
Well, Brad, what if his granddaddy loved Magic City? He had to show his granddaddy some love, bro. Brad, the lemon pepper wings never called to you at night. You didn't have to go get some lemon pepper.
Oh, yeah, some lemon pepper. I can do that, but I ain't going to do it after I come from a funeral. I'm not leaving my family. Come on, Crowder. I'm not leaving my family talking about going straight to a funeral. Come on. That might be one of the most disrespectful things. And on top of that, not only to your family, but how about your teammates? You know, they allowed you to leave, and then they trust that you're going to a funeral. You're coming back quarantined. You're playing for a championship, but you're in a strip joint? No, come on. No, that ain't right. That ain't right.
I got to get to the blacklist. One quick one, Bray. You're talking about the quarantine in this new season. Opting out. Like, if you had the option to opt out, would you have considered opting out back when you played?
Hell to the no. No, we didn't make that much money. Were you going to come? You're going to opt out. I mean, we didn't make that much money where you can eliminate a year. I think the same thing in football. You know, when you see these guys opt out, to me, is almost crazy because, and I understand it's about your family and you're able to make it. But football, your career, as you know, is so short. So your window of opportunity of making money is a lot less maybe than basketball or some of these other sports. But if I was a football player, man, I'm telling you what, that's a hard decision to opt away from that money, but then at the same time to protect your family.
Yeah. Cornbread Maxwell, Heat and Celtics tonight. And Cornbread now a broadcaster with the Celtics. Obviously, we're all looking forward to watching some sports. But we would be remiss if we didn't do a couple of blacklist items. Cornbread's been coming on with us for years, and Crowder and I, we take notes during the show every now and then. He'll say something, I'll say something, and we start to wonder, is that a racial thing where I like this and he doesn't? And then we bring Cornbread on, and he is the arbiter on all these things. So the blacklist, what do you have for Cornbread today, Crowder?
Cornbread. I tell you what, Crowder, it better not be cottage cheese again. That's the one thing that killed me. Come on. Black people ain't never eat no cottage cheese.
Brad, Brad, you settled that two years ago.
I've eaten so much cottage cheese during quarantine, Brad, I can't even begin to tell you.
It's something else, though, and I'm stuck on this one. I don't know if it's racial or what, Brad, but ice cream cake. Do black folks, do we get into ice cream cake? Because I don't like ice cream cake.
No, too damn hot. I like ice cream, but not ice cream and a cake. No, grandma wasn't making no ice cream cake. That would be strictly something from Baskin and Robbins, and we ain't going to pay for no damn dessert.
Cause grandma too good in the kitchen.
Grandma way too good in the kitchen. Tell me, give me the ice cream and we gonna make a cake out of it. No, grandma. We got to have something with candles and icing and all this other stuff. No ice cream, but especially in Florida, where you gonna take it outside to eat it? It's gonna be melted by then. No.
We need, we need, Solana? We need, like a judge's gavel, like from Law and Order, after Cornbread makes his ruling, where he's okay, ice cream cake ruled on, clunk, and then we move on to the next one. All right, what else you got, Crowder?
Bread, putting away your toaster after you use it. Hiding appliances just to use them and then put them back. I've never heard of this before.
No, not at all. That's your appliances are supposed to be on the kitchen counter so you can get to them quick, fast, in a hurry. Now, that in a black home, that would never happen. Because, first of all, if you came home and the damn toaster was gone, you'd be like, somebody stole the toaster. Somebody stole it.
And, Brad, black folks got too much damn Tupperware to have extra drawers open for toasters. We got all the Tupperware in the world.
But it ain't real Tupperware. It's the kind you keep the margarine in. That kind, that's the Tupperware we're using now.
You cleaned out the empty parquet tub, turned it into Tupperware.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put the greens in there and put them in the freezer.
You got one more, Crowder, or are we done?
One more, Bread. Something that came up during quarantine. Down here, we're in hurricane season. Cornbread, I don't know about a lot of black people that play in the rain, but it's a big thing amongst other hues, I'd
races.
Say.
To actually go out in a hurricane and see people with them kites out in the water, and they, you know, they're pulling a lot. No, nah, you ain't seen a black person yet out there. You ain't seen Jim or John. Or, it's always Erica or somebody else out there in the water. Not a black person we know. They ain't going out in the water there, like that, because most of us can't swim.
He has made a decision on playing in the rain. Let's hear the gavel. Perfect. All right. We have a sound effect now for the blacklist. All right. Cornbread Maxwell, Heat and Celtics tonight. He has ruled on three blacklist items. He is a true gem for the show. Cornbread, we love talking to you, man.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Take it easy and be safe.
We shall try. You do the same. Cornbread Maxwell there on Hockman and Crowder. There's 15 seconds left in the Islanders-Panthers game. Panthers are down 4-2, and so they're going to go down 0-2 in this series. And tomorrow's game, and they did about 2 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
And it's a little late. With 15 seconds left, down two goals. It would be a little late to pull the goalie right now. I mean, the goalie is pulled. I'm just waiting to see this become official, and then... it will be a 2-0 deficit for your Florida Panthers. 3 seconds left. Time ticks out, and there you go. Panthers had a lead twice during this game, but gave it up, and Islanders didn't look back once they took a 3-2 lead, and now the Islanders have a 2-0 lead over the Florida Panthers in this best-of-five series. Game three is tomorrow at noon. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Finally, IKEA has shared its recipe to make its Swedish meatballs at home.
Really?
Hock and Crowder.
Should redo this as opt out, Solana. Opt out. Opt out.
I like that.
Miami Dolphins just had their first opt out. Allen Hurns. Former Hurricane Allen Hurns has opted out. He has decided to skip this season, so we'll see who else. When's the deadline again? This Thursday?
Yeah, 4 p.m.
4 p.m. this Thursday, so I'm sure we'll have more names that come in, but that's obviously of note to Dolphins fans. Allen Hurns opts out for this season, but it's time for us to get a Searing Pain movie review with Jen Figueroa, so fire off the big open, Solandria.
Doodaloo.
What happened, Solana?
Doodly-loo.
Aren't you the guy that it's always has the game. Open?
It's Figgy.
What happened, Solana?
A little late
Cinema.
There.
But what happened?
J. Fig knows it.
Hey, guys.
I
want
to know
there.
What happened. Did come you not have it ready? Because I want you to describe to me the look on your face when I said play the big open.
I potted up the wrong thing, and it was about to, I was about to play the Space Jam theme like, for some reason.
Like
and
it
works too. I was so scared.
Like the ending should have worked.
All right.
Chicks dig me.
All right.
Because
crank up the open again.
I really wear underwear. When I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know. I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Biggie Fresh.
The f***ing Catalina line mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Oh, come on.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies. Before we get to the movie review with J. Fig, just because we have this running disagreement on Step Brothers, I want to go around the room and see how many mozzarella sticks everyone gives that movie. I give that movie 4 out of 10 mozzarella sticks. Crowder, how many are you going to give it?
9.
9?
Bro, Step Brothers is awesome.
Mozzarella sticks. It was
comedic genius. Two boys that get 40-year-olds that live with their parents and their parents get married. Now they have two 40-year-olds? Bro, 9.
So bad. 9 mozzarella sticks.
Don't touch my drums.
It's not funny. It's not funny. Solana, how many mozzarella sticks would you give it?
Why are you so sweaty, Crowder? Cops was
I've been watching Cops. I've been watching Cops. What are you doing? It's Shark Week.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Crowder here. 9 mozzarella sticks.
Oh, searing pain! Searing pain! Dono, it's 9. Dono, how many mozzarella sticks would you give Step Brothers?
Oh, okay, I've got very high standards. I give out very few 10s, so I go 9.2 mozzarella sticks.
Oh, my God.
Such a good movie. It's so good.
I cannot hang out with you people. J-Fig, how many do you give it?
Did you fall off your dinosaur?
Oh, not funny. It's not funny. How many mozzarella sticks?
I am with Crowder. 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Cheesy mozzarella sticks.
I know Dan Day is going to have my back on this. There's no way a guy hanging out with Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction could find any kind of humor in lowbrow comedy like Step Brothers. Dan Day, how many mozzarella sticks?
Hawk, you know you and I pretty much always lock in step, but Boats and Hoes, we got 9.
Oh, what is happening? I don't understand this.
Baby. Love that scene.
How is that considered funny?
Love that scene.
Well, thinking about it makes me laugh. It's so funny.
I don't think you got that humor.
I don't get it, man. It was just dumb. All right. Well, Jen Figueroa comes on once a day, and she gives us a searing pain movie review, and we assign her movies to watch at night. And yesterday, and you can check out her entire review on Instagram, JFig Radio. She posted her movie review that she did last night just moments ago on Instagram, JFig Radio. You have to watch it because she's running around her house like a 4-year-old, jumping up and down on the bed. And I'm guessing it's because the Panthers were playing.
Definitely. I have to take off this shirt because what can I say?
Yeah, it was a tough loss for the Panthers. But here are the movies we gave her last night. It was Martin Sheen's 80th birthday. I suggested The Amazing Spider-Man. He plays the uncle. Crowder gave her The Girl Who Lives Down the Lane, which was a 70s movie I'd never heard of. And Crowder had never even actually seen it, but he wanted to watch it himself as he was researching Martin Sheen, excuse me. Yes. Solana gave some BS talk about Gandhi, which you know he hasn't seen. And Dan Day went back to the well with Apocalypse Now. And Donna was unable to connect yesterday. So which movie did you end up watching, Jen?
Well, I'm going to say I watched a movie about cross-species genetics and a world without weakness. I went with The Amazing Spider-Man.
All right. I thought that's what it was, but with you, you never know. And so I thought maybe it was Gandhi. I didn't want to commit.
I was so
until
close.
I heard the action. So what so you close. I love The Amazing Spider-Man.
Great
I think it is
movie.
So good. What did you think?
I gave it an 8.5 out of 10 mozzarella sticks.
Whoa. So not as good as Step Brothers, huh?
Well, it's accurate.
It's not accurate. It's so
I
far
love
from
comedies.
Accurate.
Love comedies.
All right. Bingo. All right. So she gave it 8.5 mozzarella sticks, The Amazing Spider-Man. I thought it was an excellent movie. All right. Let's give J-Fig movies to watch tonight. And I noticed today that a guy named Donald Gibb turns 66 today. No one knows who that is. I didn't know who that was till I looked him up. He played Ogre in Revenge of the Nerds. And I've given you that movie before. You've never watched it, though, right, Figgy?
I was never able to find it.
All right. Well, look for it again. I am giving you Revenge of the Nerds because Ogre turned 66 years old today. All right?
Okay.
Nerds! It's a famous line. That movie's so much funnier than Step Brothers. Crowder, what are you going to give J-Fig for tonight?
J-Fig, I didn't have enough research on Donald Gibb, but I don't know how many movies he's in. But I did get caught up last night in the middle of the night watching a movie, and I couldn't turn it off. Morgan Freeman in Along Came a Spider. It's a suspense mystery. It's an awesome movie. Along Came
a
Spider.
Movie.
That's a good movie. How many spiders are in this movie?
There's no damn spiders. It's no spiders. Good. It's just a phrase. It's humans, and it's death.
Ask.
It's no spiders.
Have to ask. That's my biggest
How much
fear.
Pulp? How much pulp is in Pulp Fiction? Because I don't like pulp in my orange juice. So
that's
I'm
true.
Just checking. All right, he's giving you a long game of spiders. Solana, what are you giving J-Fig for tonight?
I'll stick with the same theme here. I'm going to go with a long game Polly.
Okay. Wow, the Along theme. All right.
Along theme.
Along Came Polly. I love that movie, Along Came Polly.
Good movie.
I've actually seen it.
Oh, you have? That's the Rain Man, right?
Yeah.
Making It Rain. That's Philip Seymour Hoffman and the outdoor basketball court.
Yeah. Okay,
you've seen that.
You've seen that. So, fine. We'll stick with the Donald Gibb theme then. What about Hancock?
Oh, Hancock. Hancock. Yeah.
I have not seen it.
Will Smith.
That's
alcoholic
a Will Smith
superhero.
Movie.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Will Smith, Hancock.
Underrated superhero movie, by the way.
It's a bad movie. Will Smith makes some pretty bad movies.
Bateman? True, what's the boy's name? Bateman? Him and Will are good together.
Yeah, no, it's a great movie. Great chemistry right there. Yeah.
You've never seen it.
No, I've seen Hancock several times, handful of times.
No, he had this whole bit during 4th of July with that movie.
All right. What about Dono? Dono, what are you going to give Jay Figg for tonight?
Here's a comedy that I watched over the weekend. It's not the first time I've seen it, but I really
enjoyed
it.
The Panthers game.
No.
Hey-o.
2008 comedy starring Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott, a.k.a. Stifler from the American Pie movies. These guys get arrested, and they are forced to do community service in a Big Brother program in order to, you know, avoid prison time. Hilarity ensues. I'm giving you role models.
Oh, yeah, she's seen
great
it.
Great movie.
She's seen it?
Yeah, we gave her this a couple months ago. Yeah.
Another terrible movie.
Wait, I watched. I don't think I saw it, though.
You didn't?
No. Well,
if you haven't seen it, put it back in the hopper.
All right. I remember someone bringing it up. I don't know if she had watched it or
I
not.
I never saw it, but you guys saw
right.
it.
Oh, Dan Day, what are you giving her tonight?
Well, Jay Figg, I mean this with all seriousness. I watch your Instagram, and you and Scooby, although you have a lot of fun, sometimes you do get into the social issues, so you're kind of socially woke. I'm going to give you a movie about the death penalty. Am I confusing? Am I Perry Farrelling you right now?
I just like the fact that you think Scooby, this dumbass dog, is woke somehow.
Don't say that to him.
Big into social issues.
He is.
This movie is powerful. It tackles the death penalty. It actually takes place in Louisiana. Actually, Sister Helen Prejean, she was my guide when I was on death row. No, I'm joking. I wasn't really on death row.
Oh, my God.
Sean Penn, Susan Sarandon. I do know Sister Helen Prejean, though. I have met her before. It's a movie called Dead Man Walking.
I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite movies of all time. I cannot watch it on any kind of regular basis. It is that disturbing. But Sean Penn is so good in it. Have you seen that, Crowder?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. It is the most real depiction of a death row situation that you will ever see. Am I lying, Dan?
No, it's real. I mean, you start shaking towards the end.
Yeah, it is truly a unbelievably well-done film.
I got like a 97 on Rotten Tomato.
I am telling you, it's one of the best movies I've ever seen. So, all right, here's your movies for tonight, Figgin, and this really runs the gamut. Revenge of the Nerds, Along Came a Spider, Hancock, Role Models, and Dead Man Walking. All right?
All right.
All right, you ready to accept your challenge this evening?
How many dead men are walking at the end?
Oh.
You'll have to watch the movie and figure it out. It's not a zombie movie, if that's what you think it is. It's not. She's like, huh? Where's all the dead man
How
walking?
How many role models are in that right. movie?
Are you ready to accept your challenge, Fig?
I am ready.
All right. There's nothing left for us to say other than we'll see you at the movie. All right, follow Jen Figueroa on Instagram, JFig Radio. Thank you, Figgy. Thank you, Dono. You can listen to Dono tomorrow. Panthers broadcast starts at 11:30 on 560 WQAM The Joe. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to jettison the dead weight, Dono and Fig, and we will continue on with the 4 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And to be honest, since we're full disclosure on this show, if I drink 80 ounces of beer in a minute, I'm going to pee in the bed that night.
Hawk and Crowder.
Does anybody remember what happened early on in today's show that got me thinking of Crowder's Lucifer Johnson story? 786-360-0790. I asked our producer, Solana, to write it down when it happened and remind me. He didn't do either, and now he can't even remember what transpired, and he gave me a terrible answer. So now I need someone to produce the show via text. 786-360-0790. Early in the show, Crowder said something, and then I said, that reminds me of your Lucifer Johnson story. And I wish I knew what it was so that I could get into the story. But anyway, the story is essentially, doesn't matter how old you are, like, you know, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm going to go ahead and tell you how I feel for real or whatnot. But it reminded me of this story where Crowder, this was years ago.
Bro, we Crowder, were, I think we, I'm talking about, bro, this is 4 or 5 years ago. This is long time ago. Yeah.
Easy. Because we were working at the old radio station. It was on 441 just south of Ives Dairy. So, Dolphin Stadium, Hard Rock Stadium is right there. And there was a little convenience store. Yeah,
right,
that Crowder would go to every
441 and 199. Yeah. And I went there every single day and got a drink, we'll say. And I got my chips and my little pork rinds and things.
So tell everybody what happened. You pull up that day, what happens?
And so we pull up. I pull in and it's like, you know, there's the parking spots on the side of the gas station and the gas pumps. So it's a busy, we get off at 6, so it's 6:05. It's right down the street from the station, so it's busy at this time. People are coming home, and so I'm pulling into the parking lot, and when you're pulling in, you know all the cars are lined up. So you can't see that well, whatever. And
wait, just to interrupt. Somebody texts in. It was the time Crowder cussed out his coach. So you were talking about Mike Nolan saying something, and then you were saying, if I was 18, he would have gotten a totally different answer. And then I started thinking about this 10-year-old kid that did, like, it wasn't even 18. It was a 10-year-old kid. So that's what it comes from.
That's what it comes from.
Yeah.
So I pull into the parking lot, and when you pull in, you had to make like a big U-turn coming off of 441. You pull in, you have to 180 yourself. So you kind of, and most people do it. I did it. You kind of come in with a little speed because you're coming off of 441. So I come in, I hit that 180 U-turn, and when I'm coming up on the parking lot, so I'm still moving pretty fast, a little boy runs out between these two cars, so I had to slam on my brakes. So that's what made me see him, and I remember, and I named him Little Lucifer Johnson. Y'all will know why I named him that in about 2 minutes when I finished the story. So Little Lucifer runs between the cars, and I slam on my brakes. I almost hit a little kid, so I'm like, oh, I'm kind of flustered a little bit. And he just takes off. I remember he had on a red shirt, khakis, and a book bag, a dark blue or black book bag, and he runs through, and I honk and all. He doesn't stop. He keeps moving, and I'm like, okay, this is weird. So I park. I go in the station to get my beverages and my little pork rinds, and the ladies, the Haitian ladies in there are talking. They're talking about, hey, the little kid just stole all his candy, and, you should have said something because, now the boss is going to take that out of our check. We know he was stealing. So it clicks to me why the kid was running, because he just stole candy from the convenience store. And I really didn't take it to heart. I'm just like, okay, I'm listening to the Haitian ladies argue, and I'm just kind of smiling. And I'm just in line waiting to get my stuff. So I get my stuff. I leave the convenience store. I turn down, and I live in Davie, so I had to go down 199 to get to the turnpike, to get on the turnpike to go up to 595. When I'm riding down 199th, there's like a, what is it, like a garbage disposal place over there in a big, it's like an empty field.
Yeah, there's like a couple little cut-ins that you could pull your car in.
The streets go nowhere, but it's just like into this field. So, man, I'm leaving. I got my pork rinds. I'm chilling. And lo and behold, I'm riding down 199th, and I see Little Lucifer Johnson, red shirt, khakis, dark blue book bag. And I see him walking, and I'm like, man, let me be a good human. Let me be a good role model. And we're right there by Dolphin Stadium. This is what clicked it, too, because we can see Dolphin Stadium.
That's what makes the story so great, is Dolphin Stadium in the background where you made millions.
Yes. So like all this built up made me be the role model that I really want to be more of. But yes, so Dolphin Stadium's right there. I played for the Dolphins. This is a little young, he was a little African American kid, a little black kid. So I'm like, let me say something to him. And my thought was, hey, I'm going to stop. I'm going to pull over. I'm going to say, hey, man, I was just at the store you left. I almost hit you in the parking lot. Hey, man, I'm going to buy you the candy and the chips, whatever you stole. I just want you to go back and apologize to these ladies. I'll purchase that stuff, but I wasn't showing them the right way. You know what I'm saying? Just do the right way. Start your life. Because the dude wasn't, but he wasn't big. He came probably up to my waist. He was 10, 11 at best, but he wasn't no big kid. Let me go and show him the way. Let me drive him back. I was going to take him home too. Like, I had a whole plan. I was going to show the Dolphin Stadium. I was going to hit him with the Channing crowd. I used to play right there. Let me be your buddy. Man, so I pull up and I pass him because he's walking down the sidewalk. I pass little Lucifer and I pull into a driveway and I get out of my truck. I had an Escalade that time. I get out of my truck and I walk to the back of the truck and I'm thinking as he walks past the rear of the truck, I'm going to stop him and I'm going to say, hey, man, and I'm explaining it to him. Hey, man, I just left the gas station. Blah, 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 blah. Let me take you back there. Let me show you the right way. I'll buy this for you and just give him a good start in life, thinking I could be a pivotal point in his life.
Make a change. Make a change. You could be, in that very moment, change his entire trajectory.
From prison to the president. Like, I really thought like this could be a moment in his life where he knows, hey, people care about me that shouldn't. Why the hell does this dude care about me? Why is he buying me stuff? Like, a pivotal point. I had, like, all this is running through my head, but then Lucifer changed it. I got out my truck. I walked to the back of my truck, and I beat him down the road probably about 100 yards. So I'm waiting for him. So I'm leaning on my bumper waiting for him, and he walks up, and my presentation is going to be, hey, young man, I just left the gas station. You know, I saw what you did. You know, I want to take you back. I want to pay for those items, and I just want you to understand that that's not the right way to go. I had it all planned. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I don't know what saying happens next, but it didn't go the way I thought it would. Little Lucifer walks up.
10 years old.
10 years old, bro. I step out. I say, hey, young man. And he kind of turns to me, but he had a little edge. Now, I could see his edge when he was walking. Turns to me. I was like, hey, young man, I was just at the gas station. Man, let's go back and pay for those items. They said you stole something. He cut me off in mid-sentence. Man, who the bleep you think you talking to? Man, bleep you. I'll whoop your bleeping bleep, 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 bleep. 5 seconds later, no exaggeration, this became a 10-year-old staring at me backpedaling down the side of my Escalade, sneaking into the driver door, waiting for Lucifer to clear, backing up and driving home. I didn't even turn the radio back on. I was just shocked about this little kid. He just berated me, and I did not know what to do. So I had good intentions, but little Lucifer changed it. That's why, as I told him, I will explain why I named the kid Lucifer Johnson. Now y'all see why. It is justified.
I love the story. I just think it's so great because he had it like in his head, like Crowder was envisioning it like a movie, and then he drops the kid at home, and the father comes out,
comes
and he's
out.
Like, that's Channing Crowder from the Dolphins. I'm a fan, and like, you know, and it all comes together, and it clicks, and the kid's life changes.
And listen, I played it out, Hawk. I don't tell on him. I don't tell his parents. That's a secret between me and him. But I bring him home, and I just tell his parents, hey, I saw your son at the gas station. I want to give him a ride home and give him some encouraging words. Hawk, this was going to grow a relationship. I was going to be mentoring Lucifer for the next 20 years. He changed all that, son.
This guy is going to be delivering your eulogy 80 years later. You know, this man here changed my life. I was down a wrong path. This dude sized you up. Big old ML middle linebacker. Oh. And he just tore you up 10 years old.
Yes. Didn't run. Didn't walk fast. After he cussed me out, he just kind of stood there and looked at me. And I had to leave. Like, oh, my bad, bro.
Sir.
You talking about backing up in the bushes like Homer Simpson? I backed up right in the bushes. Oh, no, this is different. Yeah, I should have done this. 199 and 441. Maybe I should have went to Boca. Boca, I might have got away with this.
Just driven past him and yelled, bring it back!
You stealing bastard! You! Yeah, it didn't work out the way I thought it would.
A great story. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is just a few minutes away.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're able in that Supermax to give him $50+ million more than he could get anywhere else for 5 years. And the agreement is you're going to re... It's a $50 bill on the...
That's mine.
On the floor.
That's mine. Don't even think about sliding your little foot over.
Hawk and Crowder.
This is Perry Farrell. Wait, leave the song up there, Dan. Remember Dan Day was telling us earlier in the show today, he hung out with Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction and Porno for Pyros. This is Porno for Pyros, Pets. This is such a great song. Crank this up a sec. Oh, I love this song.
This is doing drug music?
I would say Perry Farrell, is he straight edge, Dan? Or, like, he seems like a druggie, but then he's one of those guys that could surprise you, too, and be straight edge.
No. Somebody one time interviewed him. It's like, so great that you're straight edge. He's like, I'm not straight edge. I still do coke. I still drink. I still have fun.
Yeah. Perry Farrell's a nut.
I like honesty, though. I'm a Perry Farrell fan now. He's honest. Get me with honesty.
He started the whole thing. So. You know how Outkast puts naked girls on their albums? He started that, put naked girls on his album.
But how did you hang out with him?
The radio station I worked at needed to pick him up for an interview and bring him back. So I picked him up, talked him up, did the interview, brought him back to his hotel for the day. Then they did a concert that night. We hung out afterwards in the green room.
Look at you.
Oh, for sure. You're not going to hang with Dan for 10, 15 minutes and not hang out with him later.
Mm-mm. Nope, that's going to be a whole night affair.
Me and Dan had a 12-hour day one time at Funky Buddha. I'm
supposed
a victim.
To be 30 minutes.
I'm a victim of Dan's beauty, his personality beauty. I can't get away from Dan.
So Jimmy Butler is out tonight. We were just talking before we talked with Cornbread about taking the Jimmy Butler over tonight. Jimmy Butler is out. So leads me even more into the Bam Adebayo over tonight, but now the odds have changed on that, so it's minus 140. So it's Bam Adebayo over 15.5, but you'd have to lay 140 to win $100, and I don't know if that's appetizing to me.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about it. Like, Bam has to get 4 points a quarter. That seems so simple.
Well, I think it does seem simple, but I do think, like, when we had him on the over on Saturday, it was over 15.5. He probably ended with 16, yeah. Right? 16 or 17. Like, that's his typical output.
I was going to say, he's going to fill the stat box, but just in points, you're playing a game. But he's going to have rebounds, blocks, assists. He's going to have everything. But, yeah, points, he's not going 25 a night. That's not his game.
So Jimmy Butler is out tonight with right ankle soreness.
What's Gorin? Because Gorin balled last game. What's Gorin's over? That might be the way to go.
Doesn't have one. The only over-unders on our site are for Bam and for Jimmy Butler.
Man.
That's it. I wonder what the line is. What was the line, Solana?
Plus 3.5. Heat
were plus 3.5. Yeah. Let me see what it is now. I would imagine they'd be getting more, right? Heat are now plus 5. That's a stay away game from me, I think.
Yeah. And then those numbers always, one player like Jimmy Butler, how good is Jimmy moves the line 1.5 points? That confuses me every time we.
He
do
should
that.
Though. No, he should. He should. That I don't think there's anyone else on the Heat that moves the line like that. Bam might move the line by 0.5, depending on who they're matching up against. But, you know, Gorin's not going to move the line. I mean, I don't think there's anyone on that team that moves the line other than Jimmy Butler. But each team, like, you know what I mean? Like, if Giannis is out for the Bucks, that's going to move the line by 3 points, right?
Yes, and that was the thing when I'm gonna put it back on you, Hawk. You started me gambling. That was one of my biggest surprises on how LeBron or Giannis or one of those superstars, Kawhi, they moved the line 3 points, 2 points. I'm like, damn, that's LeBron James. He moved the line 3 points.
So we shall see what happens, and then tonight's Marlins game, it'll happen. We're gonna be good to go there. So you got Heat at 6:30, Marlins at 7:30, and Connecticut Sun at 9, Solana? I think at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, Connecticut Sun 9. Chicago Sky play at 6. If you're interested,
I know your team. All right, 5 o'clock hour here is presented by the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We played Cheers 2 earlier in the show. If you're used to listening to Jay Figg join us at the end of the show, we had the Searing Pain movie review in the 3 o'clock hour today. So you could use the radio.com. app and use the radio.com rewind feature. Go back in time and listen to that. Solana broke out the bag of bits at my house once again today, Crowder.
He broke out his bits, huh?
Yeah, he Solana's known for having a bag of bits. He does it on the air all the time. He reeled in J-Fig. We saw that coming earlier
today.
That
was good. That was good.
That was good. We all saw it coming, but J-Fig. Yeah. But I was watching the Panthers game this afternoon and show prepping, and the doorbell rang. Delivery man, and it was a Solana bag of bits. I couldn't understand. Oh. I didn't order anything, and I couldn't. And I'm like, man, this feels like another pillow. And you know, he sent me a pillow once that had Ron Washington on one side and Andre Agassi on the other, and it's a delightful pillow. I love it.
The birth of my son, he sent me a beautiful cover that we use all the time. Solana, thank you. The only problem is Zion Williamson and Pitbull are on either side, and I don't like either one of those bastards. So
it's such a great joke, and it's a great gift. It's a high-quality blanket that he sent your son.
Oh, little Chad sleeps on it every night. Thank you, Solana. Thank you.
So I rang, you know, the doorbell rang, and, you know, it's like FedEx, but I wish the guy would have said, bag of bits. I'm sorry, who? Bag of bits. And so I open it up, and sure enough, it was another pillow. And it was me and Dr. Fauci. It was a Photoshop that someone did. Was it Wilson that did that Photoshop, Solana?
No, that one was me a couple days ago.
Oh, you did it? It was a Photoshop Solana made of me. What is Dr. Fauci, like, on my back or something?
Yeah, it's just two guys hanging out. One just happens to be on your back, and it's Dr. Fauci.
I'm wearing a little tank top thing, and Dr. Fauci is on my back. Everyone who listens to this show knows the story that I was, and I love Dr. Fauci. I think he's a national hero. But I was on Instagram, you know, I had taken an Ambien. It was like midnight. I didn't realize I did this, but I bought a pair of Dr. Fauci socks. I didn't realize it until the next morning when I saw the confirmation email. It was too damn easy to purchase stuff on Instagram.
Oh,
and
too
so,
easy.
I sent out the picture of me with my Dr. Fauci socks, which is a bad purchase anyway, because who's wearing socks? I'm home. Like, I'm not getting dressed up for my bedroom broadcast. And then, but this pillow is delightful. Me and Dr. Fauci. So there you go.
And he's Dr. Fauci's on your back?
He is on my back, correct. I'll put it on Instagram. Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. Radio Mark Hockman. I'll do it after the show, so sometime after 6 o'clock, but you will see this delight. I'll show both pillows. You can see, I will show on Instagram my couch. My couch has some regular pillows on it, but then there's a pillow, and these are nice pillows. Well, one of them has Ron Washington, and one of them is Andre Agassi, and now one of them is me and Dr. Fauci cuddling, essentially.
That's the thing that gets you is that it's high-quality material, because if it was ashy, you know, the dirty little rough Salvation Army pillows, you just throw them out. He sends high quality stuff, but the pictures are crazy.
Yeah, my cleaning lady was here yesterday, but when she comes back next week, I mean, it's going to be on the couch. She's not going to ask me, obviously, and I'm not going to volunteer, but now next to this Ron Washington pillow is going to be, it's obviously me and Dr. Fauci on my back. So thank you, Solana.
Please do this for me. Just for me, our relationship. If your cleaning lady asks you who Ron Washington is, can you please say my grandfather? That would just tickle me.
It is a great conversation starter. Oh, yeah, that's my granddad. Played ball.
Bro, she wouldn't know what to do. She would be so confused. That's your
old granddad. Yeah, granddaddy Ron.
old Papa Ron. And one quick problem, Solana. You just said, hey, it's a normal pillow. Two guys hanging out, but one guy's on the other guy's back. Like, we don't piggyback ride. I've known Hawk for years. We don't piggyback ride. I don't know if that's a good assessment.
Very, very rarely.
Maybe you should, though. Like, maybe you
we
guys should work
piggyback
that.
Ride?
Yeah, maybe work that into your friendship at some point.
I think, Hawk, honestly, I think we'll be hailing a chicken fight in the pool now.
Yeah, the problem is I can't be the guy that's out of the water because you don't want to see what I look like with my man boobs out of the water. So and I can't have you on my shoulders.
Huh, you're on top. That'll win us half the matches. They don't even want to run up on you. We'll have 10 forfeits.
Somebody texts in, Solana, next bag of bits, you should have the delivery person do a special request. Tell them to say bag of bits when they deliver it. Bag of bits. So what happens, Solana? You hear something on the show. You go home at night. You go, you know, that would make a great pillow for Hawk.
This website I'm using to make pillows, they keep sending me 50% off, 60% off. I can't resist a good discount.
Right.
Like, I just can't resist.
It's like BOGO at Publix.
Right.
I mean, who needs that much country crock? But if they're giving you two for one, why not?
They're handing these pillows out. They're just handing these pillows out. I have to jump on the discount.
We just became best friends, Solana. I cannot pass a BOGO. I don't give a damn what it is. I'm not passing up a buy one, get one free.
My wife's like, why'd you have to bring home 1,000 Tums? Well, I don't know. If you ever get heartburn, we are set for years. This is BOGO. I saved $11. All right. Crowder's got to tell us about Lou Backroad, and we've got to wrap things up here. And I am going to post on Instagram my my pillows, courtesy of old bag of bits, Alejandro Solana. I'll put it on my Instagram. Radio Mark Hockman is the Instagram. Go ahead, Crowder, and then we'll wrap things up here.
Yeah, I love telling everybody about Lou Backroad Chevrolet and my good friend Eric Nunez, the COO. Great man. All he wants to do is make y'all happy. Eric's been telling me there's a lot of fake deals out there right now. Prices going on, fake deals. Let me tell you, Lou Backroad Chevrolet has the lowest prices anywhere. Nobody sells Chevrolets for less. That is not anybody out there anywhere in the nation sells for less than Lou Backroad. Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Stop falling for the fake price nonsense out there now. They're going to give you a price. You're going to get down there, and they're going to jack it up. I'm telling you, Lou Backroad, they are going to watch out for you, and nothing is fake. They are the best. Lou Backroad is family-owned and operated. And listen here. They've been selling Chevy since 1950. Listen, my parents didn't even. My parents were 2 and 3 years old in 1950, and Lou Backroad Chevrolet's been selling them since 1950. They've been helping generation after generation get the best deals on a Chevy, and they want to help you because no one sells Chevys for less. That is nobody out there. Lou Backroad Chevrolet has two great locations, one in Coconut Creek and one in Pompano. There are thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock for immediate delivery. They are waiting for you to find what you want, and they'll get them out to you, and they are tending to their customers through the rough time. Shop online, go in the store, Pompano and Coconut Creek, whatever you want to do, they're there for you. Stop by one of the two locations and see for yourself. You don't believe me about these beautiful Chevrolets, the best prices around. No one sells for less. Take it from me. Go by one of the Lou Backroad Chevrolet locations, and they will treat you like family. Like I said, family owned and operated, and that's how they want to run business. You are treated like a family member to get you in a beautiful Chevy at the lowest price anywhere, and that's a guarantee. Lou Backroad Chevrolet, the lowest prices, the lowest real prices. Lou Backroad Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, so Jimmy Butler is out tonight, and the Heat are playing, what, in about 40 minutes, and the Marlins are on for tonight, so they're playing, and you can hear the Heat pregame show and the game itself on 790 The Ticket right now. Now, if you want to hear us tomorrow at 2 o'clock when we come on the air, the place to hear us will be only on 790 The Ticket, because on 560 WQAM The Joe, you're going to be having the end of the Panthers game, because the Panthers game starts at noon tomorrow. That'll be on 560. And then when the Panthers postgame show is over, hopefully they are wrapping up a victory. When the Panthers postgame show is over, the Joe will join our show in progress. All right? So there's your calendar right there. Panthers need one tomorrow, man. They are down 0-2. In this best of five series, you can only go one game at a time now, and we'll get them tomorrow, Panthers fans. Get them tomorrow. And the Heat, they're 5-point underdogs tonight in Boston. I shouldn't say in Boston, in the bubble. And what else we got? Marlins are a slight underdog. You'd think it'd be more than that, but they're just a slight underdog tonight. All right, thank you, Cornbread Maxwell. He was excellent, as always. We love talking with him. Alex Dono, Jen Figueroa, Dan Day, everyone who was on the line with us for Cheers 2 and for the Searing Pain movie review today. That's from the 3 o'clock hour. And Clay Ferrero from Local 10, he was on with us in the 4 o'clock hour, gave us his thoughts on the Panthers and the Marlins and the Heat. That'll do it for us, and we will speak with you mañana.
Hey, man, send me some of that pyro porn. Man, who the bleep you think you talking to? Man, bleep you. I'll whoop your bleeping bleep, 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 bleep.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Oh, no.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.